following podcast is edited from the live Voices of Montana program, Montana's original statewide radio talk show that's heard Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Contact your local radio station if you'd like to hear the program live in your area and it's currently not available. The show is also streamed live on voicesofmontana.com. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program, inviting you to contact us with comments or show ideas. The email address is studio@voicesofmontana.com.
You know the lyric, right? What a long, strange trip it's been. I can't help that, but that it's a Grateful Dead lyric that just rolls around in my head when I think about 2020. You know, the year's been dominated by three things, really. The pandemic, the Antifa and BLM riots, the campaign, a long, strange trip for 2020. And this long and trying campaign season begins to wind down. Today and tomorrow, last pitches here on Voices of Montana. 12 candidates seeking statewide office have that chance to make their last pitches to you, the voter, today and tomorrow on Voices.
It's time for the fastest hour in radio. From Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana with Tom Schultz. Call in today at 866-627-5483 or text a comment or question to 781-627-5483. Now, a man who gave me his cold, it's Tom Schultz.
You can't blame me for this.
I'm blaming you.
There are colds going around all over the place.
You're 6 foot from me. It's your fault.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, okay, I just reject that comment.
And substitute your own reality?
Yeah.
Okay,
that'll work for me, too. Thanks, Josh Rath, our most excellent in-studio engineer. Yeah, this cold is going around, and it's that time of year. I know it, but I hope you guys are doing okay. We have got a real interesting show here today, as a matter of fact, today and tomorrow, and it's going to be real fast-paced here for the next couple of hours. What we're going to be doing is talking to, and I'm calling it Last Pitches, and it was a first-come, first-serve email that I sent out late last week that, first of all, thanked, and Josh, you can play that song. I want that playing in the background. Because sometimes this is a Grateful Dead song that I just can't help but get out of my head when I'm thinking about 2020. I think we got Troy on the phone here. He'll probably recognize this song as well because that's it's something that's going to be familiar to him as well. What a long, strange trip it's been. Yeah, I don't know. That seems to ring so true over the past several months here since, you know, this pandemic got wind of that in January and things started changing and then the Antifa and BLM riots and then this campaign season, which is winding down now. They will really tally the votes tomorrow. And so as I sent this note out this week, what we're going to be doing here on Voices of Montana for today and tomorrow anyway is just offer these statewide candidates their last chance to make their last pitches to us here. I first of all thank them for putting their hats in the ring because I know it takes quite a bit of doing and there's a lot of sacrifices that they have to make. Of course, they're seeking public office for various reasons. My hope is that it's to be true public servants, because that's what I say here. The people of our state will be true winners if our elected officials are true public servants. But they certainly have to step up during this difficult time, and I know a lot of them did. And so I'm opening up the phones for our candidates. They're scheduled here, and it was first-come, first-served basis. There's a couple of them that didn't quite get in time. We'll all have about 5 minutes, and they'll give their last pitches. And then I've got 12 questions. They're just going to be random questions, and I'll mark them off as they go. But they'll pick one of these questions to answer here, and that'll be just about it in the 5 minutes that we've got. So Troy Downing today, Elsie Arnston, and Austin Knudsen. That'll be followed by Kathleen Williams, Chrissy Jacobson, and Mike Cooney. And then tomorrow, a pretty good list as well. It'll be Steve Daines, Rafe Graybill, Greg Gianforte, Matt Rosendale, Melissa Romano, and Shane Morjo. So it'll be rather fast-paced at that, but that's what we're doing for the next couple of days here. And I think it'll be good. It'll give the candidates that opportunity, just in their own words, to talk about themselves, talk about why they're running for office, why you, as the voter, should vote for them or consider voting for them. And then we've got a random question here that I'll give it an example here. Like the one story from the campaign trail that changed me for the better this year was the time I so-and-so. Or if I'm successful, the person I will owe the most thanks to is who? So questions kind of along that nature. Here's a fun one. If I ruled the world for 1 hour, I would what? Yeah. So they'll give us a number and we'll get that random question out there. That's what we're doing. Let's get to it. Take that break and come on back with Troy Downing, then Elsie Arnston, Austin Knutson, Kathleen Williams, Christy Jacobson, and Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney. Yes, a fast-paced Voices of Montana here today. Definitely is the bottom of the ninth, whether you're ahead or behind. It's time for your last pitches here. Troy Downing on Voices of Montana, the Republican for Montana Auditor and also the Securities and Insurance Commissioner as he's seeking office. His opponent is Shane Morgeau. You can find out more, Troy Downing. That's DOWNING.com. Good morning, Troy. How's it going?
Hey, morning. Hey, I want to start off with a kind of nice thought. I think everybody will appreciate this. We've only got one more day of having to endure political ads.
I know. And we've been actually talking about that for the last month. A lot of people have. And it's been a long, strange trip.
I think everybody's exhausted and ready for that to be over.
I know they are. And it's okay. Like I say, there's a lot of work that's part of the process. It should be hard because, seeking public office, there are sacrifices that are necessary. Let's just get going. Let me ask you, though, has that Grateful Dead song rolled around in your head through this last year, 2020?
You know, I was never a Grateful Dead guy, so it's completely unfamiliar. I have to apologize.
Oh, that's interesting.
I heard you set that up. I just not a Grateful Dead person.
I know you're a musician, so I thought, I bet you're familiar with that. Well, anyway, I can't help but still play that in my head. What a long, strange trip it's been. It's coming down to it, though. Troy, why don't you tell us about yourself?
Well, first of all, I just want to point out one thing is we need to get people to drop off their ballots if they haven't done that already. There's still a lot of them out there. I know there's a lot of Republicans that are waiting until tomorrow. If you can, bring it in today because it's meaningful. There's a lot of Republican ballots out there. And even if you've done it, make sure you've reached out to your family, your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors. Make sure that they get those down, hopefully today, just to avoid any kind of congestion they have tomorrow. But, one of the things that I want to point out is just the difference you're seeing in Republican candidates this election from Democrat candidates. You know, the difference between people who have private sector experience. I mean, from the top of the ticket down. I mean, Biden, a career politician who's been in politics since, I was in kindergarten. And Trump, obviously, a successful real estate developer and entrepreneur. You've got Daines with private sector experience. You've got Bullock, a lawyer and career politician. You've got Gianforte, obviously, a right now technology entrepreneur, created jobs. Cooney's never had a real job. He's, been in office since I was in elementary school. I mean, right down the ticket, even in my race, I've got business experience. I'm an entrepreneur. I've experienced in insurance and securities. And my opponent was a lobbyist, a lawyer, a legislator, another career politician. I think it's really meaningful to look at the difference in experience from the top to the bottom of that ticket.
Fair enough. Why should people vote for you?
Well, I think this is a consumer protection agency that oversees two of the largest, complicated, most highly regulated industries in the state. And I think having somebody with practical experience in that is important. Having industry experience, how to find and go after bad actors who have mislead or defraud. And then the second thing is having run businesses, you understand how heavy-handed regulation can stifle business. And I think we all agree that if we have more insurance companies that can do business in Montana and offer more products and have competition, that's better for everybody in the state. That's going to drive prices down and choices up. I think that that's meaningful. My opponent has no experience in the industry at all. He seems like a nice guy, but he simply doesn't know what he doesn't know. And I think that that is very meaningful in this race.
The job itself, I mean, that's sort of an interesting job. It's rather different. How do you keep politics out of this auditor's office and the security and insurance commissioner's office?
Well, I think that's a great question because, obviously, I'm a Republican. I'm running as a Republican. I'm a conservative person in general. But this office is really, it's about two things. It's about protecting consumers in the insurance and the securities industry. And that's the reason the office exists. There's also some other things that I want to do on the security side of put together educational materials so that Montanans can figure out how to raise money from investors to build Montana businesses. I think that that floats a lot of boats. And I don't see any of that is being particularly partisan. It's about protecting consumers, and it's about making it easy for businesses to do business in Montana and compete for your business that will every time drive prices down.
Yeah, I can definitely appreciate that. Troy Downing is with us, the Republican for the Office of Auditor and Securities and Insurance Commissioner. His opponent is Shane Morjo. TroyDowning.com for more information. All right, we got about 90 seconds here. You get to pick 1 through 12. One of these random questions here, Troy. Pick a number.
I'll take 6.
Number 6. If I am successful, the person I will owe the most thanks to is who?
Absolutely, my wife. You know, Heather has just been a godsend. She has been the wife of a deployed combat veteran and the wife of a candidate running for office, and she's still by my side. I love you, Heather, and I couldn't have done this without you.
That's very nice. You've got a few seconds left here, Troy. What are you going to be doing over the next couple of days?
Over the next couple of days, we're just trying to get out the vote, and if those ballots still standing out, still out there, that still haven't been turned in, if they make it in, then we will win by a landslide. So get those ballots in. Make sure that you're, you know, again, talking to your family, your friends. Get those in, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing.
Thank you, Troy, for running. I know how tough it can be. There's a lot of sacrifices that have to be made. Not only you, but Heather, as you mentioned, and your family. And I would just encourage you, if you're the winner, remember to be a public servant.
Absolutely. That's the whole reason we're doing this.
Yeah. Thank you, Troy, very much. All right. Good luck to you.
Thank you, and God bless.
Troy Downing, again, TroyDowning.com for more information. But later on, it will be Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney, Christy Jacobson, Kathleen Williams, also Austin Knutson. Up next, we'll welcome the Republican incumbent for the Superintendent of Public Instruction, that is Elsie Arnston, as we have our last pitches here today on Voices of Montana. As always, it's from Montana for Montana. All right, we'll call it top of the ninth, and maybe it's a tie game. Both candidates on each side of the aisle, major party candidates seeking statewide offices, making their last pitches this week here on Voices of Montana. As I mentioned, the lineup a bit later on includes Mike Cooney, who's seeking the office of governor, Kathleen Williams, the Democrat for the U.S. House of Representatives. Austin Knutson is on deck as the Republican for Montana Attorney General. But right now, let's welcome Elsie Arnston, the Republican incumbent seeking the office again of Superintendent of Public Instruction. Her opponent is Melissa Romano, Elsie, E-L-S-I-E, for Montana.com for more information. Good morning, Elsie. How are you?
Oh, good morning. What a beautiful Monday morning across our state. And I'm so honored to be serving in this role. And you know what it is about public service? My role is to make sure that our Montana public schools have everything that they need. But more important, we put our students first, not special interest groups, but we put our students first.
I appreciate that. And again, I want to say thank you for putting your hat in the ring here and undertaking this run for office, because I know there's a lot of sacrifices. There's a lot of work that goes into it. And it's not just you. There are a lot of people that get involved in this, right?
There are. You know, it's a classroom, I guess, that's helping me put all of this forward. And it's across our state. You know, we are a very diverse state with over 400 school districts. And it's so unique. One size doesn't fit all. And we do not need to have someone come from federal government or even from a state level to say this is what should happen in our school trustees boardroom. Every school is unique, and I champion local control.
Thank you. Again, tell us about yourself, all right? Tell us who you are and then why you're running and why people should vote for you.
Oh, you're so kind. You know, I'm that fourth generation Montanan, and I am. I've got a degree in business economics that came from the University of Montana. We have a $2.3 billion budget that we handle. We are 40 cents of every tax dollar to encourage our children to have great opportunities in our public school system. But I also have a degree in education that came from University of Montana as well as from MSU. And so I'm that Montana made person, you know, U of M, MSU. And I relish the opportunity to serve all of Montana. I was a legislator for 12 years. I know the state budget. I know how to do legislation. But number one, you know, I married my high school sweetheart. And I'm still married. And I know that you had Troy Downing on a little bit. And it is so important that we keep our family fires so bright. No matter what schoolyard bully there are, no matter how many negative ads there are, you know, we still, in Montana, we're resilient and we hold our head really high.
Yeah, that's always tough this time of year. I got one of 12 questions here that do that pertains to the cost of running for office. Why should people vote for you?
Oh, thank you for that. You know, I have a positive attitude and I've got a plan. We've initiated it. We've put stars and stripes in every classroom going back to a civics education, current technical education. It's on the rise. We have a great ag specialist that we have hired, and we are moving everything forward, giving kids from middle school onward great opportunities. And, you know, it is about those special interest groups, keeping them out of those classrooms, making sure that teachers have everything that they need, but also making sure that the focus is on family and students, especially where we are right now in a pandemic. And we need to make sure that the focus is on health and safety of our schools, but we also need to make sure that our teachers and our school systems are very resilient as we move forward and out of this pandemic.
Elsie, you are one of 12 candidates I'm having on in the next 2 days here. So I wrote up 12 random questions. Number 6 is off the board. So pick a number, and we've got a random question for you here.
Let's go with 8.
8. What, in your opinion, was the biggest obstacle you faced this campaign season?
Oh, you know, I think just everyone was the fear factor. I'll just say that. The fear factor that COVID put into play. But I don't believe that that was my message in schools at all. Like I said, our children are resilient. Montanans are specifically resilient. But everything that you got in that mailbox, everything that you turn on television, it's all about fear. And we can't rule our lives by fear. It's not about these mandates that are put forward by this governor. It is making sure that we have personal responsibility and we put our families first. And I know that Montanans can do that. We have done it in the past, and we're working our way forward throughout this unseen virus that we have in front of us.
Thank you for running for office. Thank you for being a public servant. I encourage you to continue to be a public servant if elected, and even beyond. Thank you, Elsie.
Blessings to all. And, of course, let's be safe out there, and let's all put our families and our students first.
Yes.
Thank you.
Elsie Arnston. It's Elsie, E-L-S-I-E, for Montana.com for more information, as she's running as the Republican incumbent for superintendent of public instruction. Austin Knutson is now up on the lineup. We'll take a break and come on back. First, first a reminder here that if you're heading to Billings to explore, to do business, or to shop, remember to be Montana aware. Keep residents and visitors safe, and businesses can remain open. Learn more at visitbillings.com/COVID-19. Headlines from Brian Bennett.
As of mid-morning Sunday, Montana's voter turnout was nearly 69% and is rocketing toward record turnout by November 3rd. It's fueled by high interest and an election held mostly by mail because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The unpredictable nature of the coronavirus pandemic continues to affect every industry differently. According to the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research's Saw Log report, saw log prices in Montana are reaching record levels due to the pandemic and wildfires, creating a scarce supply. Some Montanans who received pandemic unemployment assistance payments are now being asked to pay that money back to the Department of Labor and Industry after being determined to be ineligible. Montana, North Dakota, North Carolina, Ohio, Texas, and Colorado have all seen instances of overpayment, and those people are being asked to return the money. With Montana News headlines, I'm Brian Bennett.
On deck, Kathleen Williams in the hole, Christy Jacobson up to the plate now. On last pitch is Austin Knutson, the Republican for Montana Attorney General. His opponent is Rafe Graybill. Austin for Montana.com. Austin, thank you for joining us. Thank you for throwing your hat in the ring there. I know it takes an awful lot. Appreciate all that effort. Tell us about yourself and tell us about why people should be voting for Austin Knutson for Attorney General.
You bet. Well, good morning, Tom.
Good morning,
listeners. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, folks, I'm an experienced attorney. That's the bottom line here. When you're looking at the Democrat candidate, he's green. This young man has still got spots as far as being a lawyer is concerned. I am a farm and ranch kid from Northeast Montana. That's how I grew up, fifth generation on the family farm and ranch. But important to the attorney general job, I've been a practicing lawyer in Montana for going on 13 years now. Almost all of that time in the private sector, a good chunk of that time with my own business, my own law firm. And I've handled a diverse variety of clients, farmers, ranchers, small businesses, little old ladies and neighbors, frankly. Add to that, I'm a criminal prosecutor now. I've been the county attorney in Roosevelt County for the last 2 years. Tom, we've got a gigantic methamphetamine problem in the state of Montana. It's driving up all violent crime. Violent crime in Montana is up 36% overall. And you got to ask yourself, do you want an experienced criminal litigator who's dealt with this problem, or do you want a green young attorney who's very, very liberal and never dealt with these issues before? That's really what this race comes down to.
Fair enough. Talk about your experience in Roosevelt County there. And also, you've had some experience with the state legislature. I've heard you talk about how you think that that's going to help in that position as well.
Oh, absolutely. Look, I make no bones about it. I'm a fiscal conservative. I was the Speaker of the House for the Montana legislature in 2015 and in 2017. And frankly, that's how I governed, as a fiscal conservative. There's been a lot of growth in Helena. I want to come in and I want to get rid of a lot of that. But look, we've got a law enforcement problem. When violent crime is up 36%, we've got to respond. Our law enforcement, our local law enforcement, needs more resources. The only way they're going to get that is if we have somebody in the legislature from the Attorney General's office who understands the budget process, understands the appropriations process. I've been through that a lot. I know a lot of the players. I know a lot of the legislators that are still there. That's absolutely going to be an asset.
We got a couple of minutes here. What's your next 2 days going to be like, Austin?
Well, we're spending a lot of time on the phone, you know, because of COVID-19. That's just kind of what we're relegated to at this point. But, you know, as we just heard Brian say, turnout is very, very high. Mm-hmm. You know, at this point, I'm not sure what more we can do. You know, we're trying to do some reach out over the phone, and we're trying to get to people on social media. But I think at this point, most people know how they voted. You know, folks, if you've still got a ballot, you're going to have to fill it out and take it to the courthouse.
Yep.
If you throw it in the mail today, it's not going to get counted. So if you still want to vote, still have your ballot, be sure you get it to your courthouse and to your election administrator's office. Very important.
Yep, real important. All right, random question time. 1 through 12, 6 and 8 are off the board. Pick a number.
7.
7. The one story from the campaign trail, Austin, that changed you for the better this year is the time that what?
You know, I was talking with a lady about just we were talking about the drug problem. We were talking about methamphetamine and how the recidivism rate. Had a great discussion with a lady. I'm not going to give a name or even where she's from, but she had a family member who had recovered, beaten the addiction. That was very heartwarming because honestly, we don't hear a lot of those stories when you're dealing with methamphetamine in Montana. That was a good one.
I appreciate that, and I know you do as well. Thank you for throwing your hat in the ring and the sacrifices there, not just you, but your family. I know you will be, I encourage you to be, but I know you would be a public servant if elected. Thanks, Austin.
You bet. Appreciate it, Tom.
Austin Knutson at austin4montana.com. We're back with more on Voices in a bit.
Voices of Montana continues right after this.
You're listening to a podcast from the live Voices of Montana radio show. Be sure to check out the full podcast page at voicesofmontana.com for a full listing of all our programs. We've been covering Montana issues for more than 20 years. Thanks for listening today.
The fastest hour in Montana radio continues. Call 1-866-627-5483 and join Montana's statewide radio talk show, Voices of Montana, with Tom Schultz.
A long and trying campaign season winding down. The votes to be tallied tomorrow. Today and tomorrow on Voices of Montana, we are having candidates who are seeking statewide office with their opportunity for that last pitch. And I'm calling it last pitches. top of the ninth. Okay, and up a bit later on, Mike Cooney will join us, the lieutenant governor seeking the office as a Democratic candidate for governor. And then on deck here is actually on deck. It's Republican for Secretary of State Christy Jacobson. But right now, let's welcome Kathleen Williams, the Democrat for the U.S. House of Representatives. Her opponent is Matt Rosendale. The website for more information is Kathleen. That's K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N for Montana.com. Good morning, Kathleen. How are you doing?
I'm great, Tom. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. It's been a long, long campaign season. How are you feeling right now? How are things going for you?
They're great. We're sprinting to the finish and up here in Great Falls right now and continuing to travel around the state and talk to voters and get out those last final votes.
Yeah, this is your opportunity here. If you want to talk about where you're going to be, do that. But the only questions I have here, and I got a list of 12 random questions for you as well. So you'll pick a number here toward the end there. But go ahead and tell us about yourself, what you're doing, why you're running, and why people should vote for Kathleen Williams.
Yeah, well, I'm running to be Montana's true independent voice in our lone seat in the U.S. House. That's going to stay rooted in Montanans' hopes, struggles, and dreams. Get out there, cut through the hyperpartisanship like I have before, focus on results and solutions, and bring those back to Montana. Just keep Montana first and ensure that I'm leading by example and trying to get Congress to work a little bit better again.
Who,
go ahead.
Oh, who was Kathleen Williams?
Well, I'm the daughter of a World War II veteran. My mother was from Blue Jacket, Oklahoma. She left there at age 18 to go west to work for the Navy. Two of them met out there. The result was four girls. I'm the youngest. And, through my life, I've built my career on the values that my family raised me with, which was the importance of hard work, the importance of public service, and the opportunity to make your own way, like my mom did. So I've got a 37-year career in natural resources and with a specialty in water, which means that I've spent a lot of time bringing people together with really diverse interests to find win-win-win solutions to really difficult issues. And that was a great background for my three terms in the legislature and good background for what I think we need more of in Congress.
And I've mentioned to everybody, and I said in the email I sent out as well, I want to thank you for throwing your hat in the ring and for running, especially during a very difficult campaign season. And I encourage people who are going to be successful, either in this office or not outside of that, if they're seeking to be public servants, I think Montanans truly win if our officials are our true public servants. So I know you will be too, and I continue to encourage you to do that. We've got the random question time now here, Kathleen, unless you got anything else that you'd like to say before in this last pitch.
Well, I think what Montanans want me to work on is fixing this patchwork of a healthcare system we've got, fostering opportunity, getting our economy back on track and stronger on the other side, including in rural Montana. And then protecting our incredible outdoor heritage for 100,000 miles that I've put on my vehicles over the last 3 years. Talking to Montanans, that's pretty much where most of the concerns and interests fall. So I'm ready to hit the ground running and find solutions and ensure that Montanans have their opportunity to craft and achieve their American dream.
Thank you for that. Pick a number. 6, 7, and 8 are off the board. 1 through 12.
11.
11. What Bible verse or famous quote or saying from an inspirational figure or even an inspirational figure will you bring to mind or that will inspire you in this office, especially on the tougher days?
Ooh, interesting. I think one of the characters that is brought up often when I'm in public gatherings is Jeanette Rankin, and she said that she had great respect for the responsibility that she had in voting for Montanans and in the U.S. House of Representatives. And I will take that respect and that commitment every day to all I do in this office for Montana and for the U.S. Congress.
Kathleen, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I know it's winding down. Hey, what are you going to do on the other side of Tuesday or Wednesday? A little time off?
My dog deserves to go hunting finally, so I think that's what I might do.
Great. That'd be fun. Yeah. Thanks, Kathleen.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for all you do.
Christy Jacobson should be calling us here in just a moment. Mike Cooney also, that phone's ringing right now, so... What we're doing here today, as I mentioned, it's our last pitches. We've also have a couple on the line for tomorrow. Steve Daines, Rafe Graybill, Greg Gianforte, Matt Rosendale, Melissa Romano, and Shane Morjo will be joining us here. But right now, as next up, on deck is going to be Mike Cooney, but Christy Jacobson now joins us as the Republican seeking the office of Secretary of State. Her opponent is Bryce Bennett. Christy, C-H-R-I-S-T-I, Jacobson, that's with an E on the end, Jacobson.com for more information. Good morning, Christy. How you doing?
Hi, good morning. I'm wonderful. How are you today?
Good. Thank you for being here. This is just a quick last pitches here. Thank you for running for office. Thanks for the sacrifices there. Tell us about yourself. Tell us why people should vote for Christy Jacobson.
I am not a career politician. I'm pro-business. And I have the education and the experience to do the job. I was born and raised in Montana. I am pro-agriculture, and I'm pro-natural resource development. I am a wife and a mother. My career spans 20 years, and I am the candidate that will keep our elections clean and fair and going into the future.
Do you have some concerns about the integrity of our elections in this country now?
Everything that I, every decision that I make and partnering with the legislature and the governor going into the future, every decision I make, the criteria I will use to support any legislation will be tested against. If it improves the integrity of our elections, then I'm going to support it. And if it doesn't, I won't support it. We have so much at stake. And it all starts with our elections. Our country, everything that our country is founded on starts with our elections and making sure that they're clean and fair. And I'm the leader that's experienced to fight for that.
I'm curious because you have served in that Secretary of State's office, not as the Secretary of State, obviously, but in that office for a time. What would be some of the things that would make our elections more secure?
Well, I think something that's absolutely very important to me is making sure that we continue to allow in-person voting. We recently went to an all-mail ballot system, and that was not vetted through the legislature. That was something that the governor made the decision to do. And going forward, we absolutely need to make sure that everything is vetted through our legislature and people have the right to show up and vote in person. I completely support voter identification, and I also will oppose automatic online voter registration. Nothing, when it comes to elections, nothing should be automatic. Everything should be intentional and have a lot of knowledge before any action is made, and automatic online voter registration is something that I would make sure we didn't support any legislation for that.
Thank you for that, Christy. Random question time, 1 through 12, 6, 7, 8, and 11 are off the board. Pick a number.
1.
This is a real easy one. Who won the 2020 World Series?
Ooh, a sports question?
I knew it. So this is a two-parter because I know that when you guys are running for office, you don't have time to check the paper or you're not watching a lot of sports. It was the L.A. Dodgers. So the second part of this question is...
Oh, I love the Dodgers.
There you go.
I love the Dodgers.
They won for the first time in whatever it was, 30-some years. So what are the biggest sacrifices that you have made to run for office?
My entire time and energy for this last year has been completely focused on running this office and then also campaigning to be able to continue into the future. So there's just been, honestly, it's two full-time jobs every single day. And I always start my day with doing what is the most difficult thing on my plate. And I go forward from there.
Thank you for running for office and thank you for being a public servant. I encourage you to continue to be a public servant if successful and even beyond. Okay, thank you, Christy.
Thank you so much.
Last pitch is from Christy Jacobson here on Voices of Montana. We'll conclude with Mike Cooney next. Quick note for tomorrow. On deck is Steve Daines in the hole. Rafe Graybill. Senator Daines is going to have rallies today, 11:20 a.m. In Lewistown at the Yogo Inn and 1:15 at Columbus at Uncle Sam's Eatery. Let's welcome next up on Last Pitches. It's the Democratic candidate for Montana Governor, Cooney4Montana.com. For more information, current Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Great. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you running for office, throwing your hat in the ring. I know how tough it can be. Tell us about yourself, Mike, and tell us why people should vote for Mike Cooney this year.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm a lifelong Montanan. This is where I was raised, and, you know, I've worked hard throughout my career to work for the people of Montana, bringing them results. I want to continue to keep working for the people of Montana because there's a lot on the line with our education, with our health care, with our public lands. All of those things could be at risk if the wrong people get into office. We need to protect those things. We need to build on our successes. And that's what I plan to do when I'm governor.
Who is Mike Cooney?
You know, Mike Cooney's a pretty much average guy from Montana. You know, I grew up here. I had, you know, we had a family business raising my family here because this is where they want to be. You know, I appreciate so many of the things that every Montanan appreciates. We use the public lands. I've been educated by the public education system, as my children have been. And you know what? I believe that Montanans, in order to thrive, we need a healthcare system that's going to protect them and that they can afford and that we can drive down prescription drug costs. Those are the sorts of values that Montanans hold near and dear to their hearts. That's what I'll fight for. That's what I've always fought for.
It's been a real long, a difficult campaign season. Again, Mike, thanks for throwing your hat in the ring there and making all those sacrifices. What are you going to be doing the next 2 days?
You know, we're going to continue to be working hard. I've been traveling around the state throughout this campaign, but very, very, you know, focused on getting around the state the last few days. We're in Great Falls right now. We're heading down to Bozeman. We'll be in Butte this evening. We're going to be just having conversations with Montanans, continuing to reach out because, you know, in Montana, personal conversations still matter in campaigns. Some people think you can just write $7.5 million of a personal check and buy an office. I don't believe that. I don't think Montanans are willing to put their offices on the auction block. We're going to earn it the old fashioned way by just talking to Montanans and earning their votes.
We have a set of random questions here, 12 questions. I have 12 candidates on today and tomorrow. So just random question time, Mike. You get to pick a number. 1, 6, 7, 8, and 11 are off the board. So pick a number okay. For a random question.
I'll go with 3.
Number 3, in your position, what will you do specifically to reach out across the aisle to try and mend the partisan divide?
Great question, Tom. I'll just tell you this. I mean, I've done it throughout my career working for the people of Montana. You got to bring both Republicans and Democrats together to get good things done. We did it with Medicaid expansion. That's how we passed it. That's how we passed an infrastructure bill, breaking the logjam on that for many years. You know, when the election's over, we got to start focusing on governing. And governing is really what the people put us to work to do. And, you know, I'm going to continue, as I always have, to reach out, whether it's north, south, east, west, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. Montanans sitting at the table can always come up with very good solutions to the challenges we face. Governor can be the leader who brings the people together. That's what I'll do, and that's exactly how we'll govern.
Thank you, Mike, for that answer, for being on the program here as well. And like I'm encouraging everyone, and I know that would be the case for you, I think Montanans will be the true winners if our public officials are true public servants. Thank you, sir.
Tom, thank you, and thank you for what you're doing to make sure that people get out and participate in our democratic process.
Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney, it's Cooney, C-O-O-N-E-Y, for Montana.com for more information. Great job, Mike. Reminder again, Steve Daines, 11:20 today at the Yogo Inn in Lewistown, 1:15 today at the Uncle Sam's Eatery in Columbus. Hey, that's it for today, okay? Big lineup for tomorrow, though.
Listening to Voices of Montana. Comments and opinions heard are those of the host or callers and not necessarily those of this station, sponsors, or Northern News Network. Join us Monday through Friday at 9:06 for Voices of Montana.